That's what we want to have done.
Okay.
I don't think anybody does this. Did you guys do that?
Anyway, we still have to do Gemara Rashi and then eventually get to the tips. Okay, so here we are. So Gemara, we're learning the sugya of Yudi Tur, Yudi Gavre, which means that the shaila is why do you need to have the Eidim testifying three times that Shori Gumot in order to transform the animal into a mod? Why do you need it? Is it the status of the animal, that's Yudi Tur, or is it to give a label onto the owner of the animal to say, I'm warning you, you should know your animal is going, your animal is going, the animal going. And the third time he was warned, then he would be trying to pay the shot. So that was a shot. What's an afkimina? Remember in afkimina stream, Yudi Tur, Yudi Gavre?
One day.
If all three aliens come on one day, all three sets come on one day. If it's to change the label of the animal on the testament, the first set said it happened on Sunday, the second one said it happened on Monday, the third one said it happened on Tuesday. So the testifying, so we now know this animal is clearly a wild animal. So they all get one day, maybe on the gather, the point is to warn the owner. The Torah says you have to be warned over 3 days to help the three sets come today. You need to come today and tomorrow and the next day. So maybe he still wouldn't be a mu'ud. Although he knows the animal is a mazik, is a wild, wild animal, he would only have to pay a chatzim. That's what we had so far. You got a question?
Yeah, but we maintain that there's no halakha difference in the part of, it doesn't become, closer to become a mu'ud. So the point that nothing to do with that. So then why did, again, what's the three, why isn't just one warning?
Why did you have 33 warnings?
Yeah.
Who is saying it? If you want to put your own safer into understanding why Hashem said 33 warnings, could be that since it's hard to get used to this idea, the animal was always a tame animal, now what is it being told it's a wild animal? So the Torah said, okay, I'm going to leave off the first time that you know about it, the second time that you know about it, the third time, after all the time again. So if we have to start putting our own mind into understanding why Hashem said it, we could make that. But we could also accept that Hashem said it as well. It's up to you, whatever you want.
They didn't give the Baal an opportunity to up his shear on
that. Yeah. But it only needs that one time, though. He only needs one point.
So no, maybe it should be. Maybe it doesn't need to be.
Right.
Okay, so that's the shadow of the Gemara, the Gavra. And then the Gemara brought, and this is where we're holding, the Gemara brought a riot that the Ode,
that's
one of them, Gemara brought a riot, but we'll see in a minute, that the Ode Torah should come out. That, what's the riot? Marble right like this. The three sets of Adim has come. That's what Shura and Rashi were talking about before. The three sets of Adim come, and they're all Adim Zegar. That means they're really not saying the truth. And then they weren't even at the store. They didn't say that happened, they weren't even there. And it says that Allah is that ultimately, we're going to skip to the end, ultimately, what it says in Allah is that once all three sets are found to be Zegarim, once all three sets are found to be Zerim, then they all need to pay together. They have to pay the extra half. Every animal, Showtime pays anyway half. But the Showmore does pay an additional half. That additional half is divided up between the three sets. Right? That means each group on their own testified by a particular episode, but together they came. Together they're approving the animal of the wood. So we made that togetherness, the fact that we've changed it into the state of the law, they need to pay the additional 50% together. So the question is, and this is going to be the point of the whole Gemara, let them, why can't they turn around and say, we didn't come from that, we only came to make the owner pay cutting as it. Why can't they turn around and say that? We didn't come to make it into wood, we only came in order to make them a fine. Right? So that's the Gemara says. So let's make a question. If you're dealing to if you're dealing to then the point is to make the animal into a shomer so it could happen all in one day. So all three sets came together. If all three sets came together, they obviously knew about each other. If they knew about each other, and they all came to make it into a mood, not to make a chayv chatzinim. But if you're holding the gabre, so it has to be testified over 3 days. If it's over 3 days, then there's no way that the first guy is going to know that the second one's going to testify. Or the second one's going to know the third one's going to testify. Therefore, since when they came, they were clearly only coming to be chayv chatzinim. So why should it be that they together, once they all found out presuming that they have to pay Nezik Shalim, they weren't coming for that, they're only coming for Chatzim. That's the background of the Gemara. Let's see from the last line of Chavdar Lamed Aleph, the Omris, and we'll take it from there. The Omris. The Omris yielded to, you see what it is? This is after bringing the Brisa, which says the all Chayim Nezik Shalim, to pay it together, they have to pay it Tzad Mur. Together to pay the Nezik. If you say that the point of three sets of Eden is the Udei Torah to change the label of the ox, and to make this show from being a Shoritam to Shorim Rod, happy. Now I understand why all three sets together were there to change the status of the animal. Because they're all there together, they all came on the same day, they can all come on the same day. So that's the case. They all came on the same day. They know about each other, and therefore they change the status of the animal together. And they have to be in the shodet. Earlier, but if they say that the point of three sets of Eden is the gabe to warn the owner to be dying, name out of kamoi. Why can't the first set? I have to focus on why we're talking about the first set. Why can't the first set say? Did we know the boss of after 3 days? Also, honey, another two sets will come on the delay and warn the owner. We didn't know that, so why did we come? If we didn't know about number two and number three, because we're coming day one, so why did we come? So that's all we have to pay. Right, we don't have to be chatzin ezek. And remember that's the notion. And then us, me and you, you know, we know the boss of Shlishiyim after 3 days. Also, hani umiyadi le that they'll come. These camel and these other sets of Eden will come and testify.
I mean, after 3 days.
Well, it means I'm coming on Sunday, and I don't know what's going to be on Monday or on Tuesday. Right, I don't know about that. The Mamele, I should have to pay Nezik Shalom. I'm only coming to pay Chatzin. Let's see, Rash. Eli Yomis, the Udi Gabe, top line from Dana Lamed Beis. Eli Yomis, the Udi Gabe, be not given Yomim. But if you hold the Udi Gabe, that's why you need 3 days. Malkol, Negicho, Negicho, Tzorch, Lohari, the Yime, and Peach, Negicho. You have the Edom have to come testify that day. That they'd be on its day. It might start off, it doesn't have to be on that day. It could be on the next day, but then you wouldn't be able to testify about the next day. If you want to make it into a mood, the quickest way to make it into a mood is the animal born on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and it testifies on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And if the animal born on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and you testify on Sunday and Tuesday, you've scrapped one of them. You wouldn't be able to. It'll have to be again in order to be able to make it into a mood. So that's why you actually said be over. Met you don't need to testify on its day, we'll see. It's clear you don't need to. But the point is, in order to make it into a mood, the quickest way it'll happen is if it's over 3 days. The mushroom mood, and the only five case of find it to become a mood, and it became a yomic, only if it's over 3 days. The first group say we don't know about the second group at all. Why is Rashi saying on the first group? Why is the Gemara saying about the first group? Why can't the last group say we didn't know about the first group?
Maybe it is the corn.
They could. Why do you say
it? If the corn is
Heaven should be publicized, but the whole world is aware of the
moon. Heaven is publicized, okay. Yeah, it's not really so clear, it's no more than to all three cap.
Right.
The ignorance right. The easiest way, one thing is clear, is that the first group don't know about the second. It's possible that the third group doesn't know about the first two. It's possible. But one thing is clear, that the first group doesn't know about the second group, doesn't know about the third group, right? So therefore, in that case, it can definitely be clear. Places, these are the top Jesus says, name out you see the top thesis? They didn't know about the first two groups. Why? Because they didn't come together. They have to come over 3 days. So why do we say Dafka about the last group, about the first group? Hello, Mikamoi, Pirate, Pepsheeted. That's better from that. It's more of a Poshut case. One thing is clear, the first group doesn't know about the second group. The third group maybe didn't know about the first group, but the one thing is clear, the first group did not know about the second group. Right? So it comes out, that's what Tosafot is saying, that if they would know, if it would be that the second group, the last group would turn around and say, well, we didn't know about the first two, it'd also be off the hook. Right? Even though the third group is what's actually making it into the moon, then they can say, we didn't know about the first two. Therefore, they could say we only want to pay Hatsi Nez. Right. The interesting Kiddush here, which basically talked about. What would be if the show was ready in Lourdes? And the fourth group comes, or the fifth group, sixth group, doesn't make a difference, and comes along and says, your show is Negev. The Mason say, okay, they pay the next Shari. And they said, oh, we didn't know it was in Lourdes.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know it was in Lourdes. We didn't know that it was aided beforehand. We thought there was only an HO town, so why did we come to this to charge Chatzi Nezek? Could it be that they are off the hook?
I was wondering if the basis protocol is this public in advance and say, are you all this case number three against the following show?
Do you have to do you really think that based on that at least it will show that there is in the world and I have something like a
record?
Yeah, it's not like that. Right, they come after the Birurim after today. Isn't it came to this? Why can't they turn around and say that we didn't know? And they met this in mocking. Look at this is it. This is that the third group are actually making it into more. What they say, well, we didn't know about the first two sets. And you could turn around and say, that's what they say. Even though the way they came, and they can claim ignorance, so we didn't know about it. So they're mocking to say,
was that a claim? So I'm going to testify this person a plus or a follow, and they thought that it's monetary fine.
So you're asking a slightly different shayla. You're asking a shayla which is also a shayla which the person talking about. What would be if they claim ignorance, meaning in halacha? We're testifying about, we know all the facts, but we thought you only have to be a chatzimid, right? Or in your singing, marketing, because of malchus, whatever it'll be. Can you claim ignorance in halacha? That's like a slightly different point. But here, nothing of ignorance about law, but they claim ignorance about the fact. He says that by the first story, then we thought this was the story. We thought the story was in a chatzin. So I don't want to go into a dominant shadow because we want to name the slaves that are equal to later on this point. On the first point is a deer from Tosis. That's the point of our shir that needs to bring out the points of Tosis. A deer from Tosis, that's what you see in Tosis. That although the third group that came, never met, are conveyed to the world. But they can claim ignorance, saying, well, we didn't know about the fact. We didn't know he had already called a previous two times. And if so, there's a mocking effort to take it a bit further. Even if it did go already three or four times, they could turn around and say, well, we didn't know about the facts. We
and thought all subsequent, and all subsequent, it is also
right.
Also to boring, whatever
they right. That's right. Even the third, fourth, fifth, sixth time, you can always turn around and say, we didn't know about the facts.
Somebody said, we saw a woman steal Shimon's purse, but we thought they only had 20 yards in it. We didn't know how
to kind of right. Yeah. Okay, that maybe isn't such a good example either, because when you testify about stealing a purse, you have to testify about what happened. But what would be if a case where they said, we testified that Ruben smashed a ring of someone a woman's ring, and they thought it was silver, turned out to be gold. Yeah, you can take your fat. But again, those are, yeah, those, that's based on this point of taste. You're taking it, I can see it. Yeah, then you take it, that they're claiming they didn't know the facts. And it seems to be from tastes that Aiden would say we didn't know the fact. They could claim that they didn't know the fact, would not have to pay as a shalim for Hazal.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I have a shout out for us.
Sorry, a question.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm assuming right now, I have an assumption right now, like I guess it depends on that. I'm assuming that with the basin, when they are being asked to come testify on the basin, Basin has the claimant there and the witnesses, right? Everyone's there.
Yeah.
They can say, okay, what is your claim? Before they turn to the witness, what is your claim? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have to claim full damages because this show is he's claiming full damages. He's claiming full damages in front of them. I want to give full damages because I know this show is a gory box. Okay. So they hear that there's a claim for full damages in front of them.
You're making up a taking an assumption that when a person comes to basin, he's basically being that they are telling them that they are what the is. That's your assumption of it.
Yeah.
My assumption, just assumption is when somebody comes to basin, he's coming to claim the damage that happened to his animal and he's saying the facts that happened, and basin should decide how much he's going to receive. That's what basin I'm going
to do. It would have to be in order for us to ever have information about so many. Asking that people understand what the consequences are of the test of the movie. Therefore, they will know in advance when they start being connected.
That's what we're bringing up. Basis. That as much as the Indian were unaware of the consequences, doesn't have to be informed.
If
they weren't informed, then according to Texas, they will not be prepared to be shown. And the only case we would have. When the Edom Zemim would actually let it show him is when they were aware about the fact that animals are wood. People told them there's Edom that they saw them, whatever it was, the case where they were aware about the wood, that's when they have to pay in letting show him. That's what comes out from Tasis, which are basically agreeing to Tasis.
Yeah. I remember when we lived in Bathonis and we had different levels of Shmira, and when we talked about the shore Mua, that is actually a lower level. That most everybody does a pool. Everybody knows that this shore is a boring shore. So if it's
that is tall, the rush, yeah.
Right. Okay. So in that circumstance, if everybody knows boring shore because of, and that's why it's a different level of Shmira, then that would completely undermine this whole
argument. If everyone would know, if that would be the case, the rush, that was a spot on, everyone would know. But if there's a curve and they did hear about it, yes, once they were visitors, happened to be seen just coming to that town and they saw it. In the case, in this case, certainly there's no curve. This is the third set of reasons.
Right,
there's no context. It's what came out from this. The Indian could claim ignorance on the facts, at least on the facts. Nalacha Ishmael, but facts, he could claim ignorance, that's what comes out of Jesus. And we're extrapolating what we're doing the fourth, fifth, sixth time in a case where they did not know. Then we could also claim and say, well, we didn't know that there were Indian that came. Very good. Okay, that's the first Texas and the first time they mark. So if you're doing the government, this price doesn't work. That's what the Gemara is saying. Must be due to Torah. Now back to the Gemara, third line. Amar Ravashi, said Ravashi, and we said, Nishmaitse, Kamida, Kane. I said, this Sugya, this Shmaitse is a Sugya, yeah? I discussed the discussion, Kamida, Kane. I told him, you know, they were right. Then you the government, you the Torah, all right, you the Torah. You see, otherwise, why shouldn't they themselves have to pay? And the first groups could say, we didn't know about the second group. Om Ali, if Kana turned around to me and said, you the Torah, we need him. It's any better if you're the Torah. Even you the Torah is very difficult. Elema Hanok Pasroi, Anon Menoya Dino. Why can't the last group say, us, we didn't know the whole the koi beidine la sudo betulka also. We didn't know that everyone that comes to basin is come to testify about the show. We didn't know for that. And now, lechiyuve gabe palginizka sino. We came to testify about Chatzin Ezer. So now we have to understand what the Gemara said. So if Kant turned around and said, even if you're all these, look, it's very difficult. Why can't the last group? Now we have to work out why can't the last group. Why can't the last group say, we didn't know that there were another two sets of Eidim? We only came in order to testify about Chatzin Nezek. We didn't know what was going on in Beis Din. What's he saying? But they came along and they testified that Reuven and the show is gone. They're testifying in God once. It happens to be in the basin on the same day. There's another two sets of Eidim testifying about the other two times. Why can't the last group say that we didn't know about the other two sets of Eidim? We didn't start asking around the basin why the other one's there. So why did we come to basin? So why can't the last group turn around and say, we didn't come to make it into more, we should have to pay Nezek Shalik?
Is the question
on the
din Brisa?
Yeah. Bryce is saying that the more the Eidim have to join together to pay the amount of the Mu'ud. Why can't the last group say that's not what we came for? So if it's not what we came for, if I see the Lukash is Zoman, that's not what I planned, what they planned to do different, they already came for Chatzin Nezek. So the question is, why don't you on the last group? Why not on the first group? Why can't they not keep to what we just said? Let the first group say, why can't the people say, we don't know what the other ones are basing are. Why are you picking on the last two? And here we came to Moedek, Machlikis, Rashi, and Tosfos. Why? Remember, Rashi, it's already had Rashi four times, and now it's going to be a fifth time. Rashi holds, in order to become a Shemur, you need two Eidim saying about the first story, and two Eidim saying about the second story, two Eidim saying about the third story, and you pay on the third story Nezek Shalom. That's Shit is Rashi and Al Sugar. Maybe you retracted it later, but Al Sugar, Rashi Hall, you're going to Robin. You say Nezek Sholeh on the third time. It's an interesting thing. You become a Mu'ud and you pay at the same time Nezek Sholeh on that incident. So, based on that, Rashi told us that we have an answer why the Gemara says the last group and not the first two groups. Why? Because why the first group? Who brought the first group and the second group to Beis Din?
The first guy.
How do you know? Very good. That's Emunas Chachamim. Now, why is Rashi part of the third guy that brought the first two to Beis Din? The third. Reuven's animal got damaged. Shimon's animal got damaged. And the lady's animal got damaged. Maybe it brought all three sets of these. The purpose of the third guy was to get his full laminates. Therefore, he's the one who brought them to be. And you know, maybe they just happened to come. Well, big coincidence that on the third day, all three come. Right? It's obviously that's what's happening. The third guy brought the first group and the second group and the third group to be. So now the first to eight sets of Eidim should obviously be thinking to themselves, why is Levi, who's on a chat to Levi, why is Levi bringing us to Beis Din? Why is he bringing us to Beis Din? And what's going to be the answer? Because he wants us to testify on the issue of the challenge. So that's clearly what they came for. And they came for that. If they came when Levi brought them, then it's clear that they came to make it the fear of Nezek Shalom. That is what Rashi said. So the first two groups, it definitely can't say that we came to make him this child, to make Chatzin Nezek. On the third group, why does the third group come to Beis Din? Why is Levi bringing the third group to Beis Din? Because the third group was testifying around Levi's case. So they now have a question, why is Levi bringing them? Because Levi wants us to testify at least a Chatzin Nezek. They don't know about Levi brought Reuven the first two steps as well. But at least they understand why Levi's bringing them to Beis Din, and therefore they, the last group in Taina, we came just because to cause the Mazik to pay.
So we're saying they see the first two groups?
Well, at the moment we don't. The moment we don't know that. They might see them, but they don't know what they're coming to. That's at the moment. After the Gemara might
actually testifying first.
Oh, very good question. Who's testifying first?
Actually,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because they're the first two guys that divide, and four times on the same day. And then the son of the third guy wouldn't have it. That's going to be today's discussion. We're going to see if there is that. Okay, that could be the come different times.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be the text. But at the moment, we're going to think, let's say the third group testified first. That's actually the easy goal, right? The third group testified first. So we understand the moral discussion. Right, that's how Rashi explains. Let's see Rashi. For the other two, me neither. Nehi the kamoi vadai ni udiniskami. It's true, the first two groups definitely came to make it into a mood. Shayudim, they know Shayin on Nizik Ashlish Litvaya, Nizik Rishwin. They know that the third Nizik, we're calling Levi, it's not his job, Litvaya Nagir to Shayin, is to claim the original two Nagirics. So why is he bringing them to testify about the first two stories? Hello. Must be because Levi wants that animal to become wood in order to get Nezik Shalim. Remember, Rashi Shita is that if it becomes a wood, he paid Nezik Shalim on that story and that incident. So it makes sense for Levi to do all this. Ela Hanach Basroi, the last group should see him now that they need it, they need that group. Without even the first three groups of Aiden, you need the Chayim Chatzinedek to make him Chayim Chatzinedek. Lemo, why can't they say that the last group are needed anyway by Levi, at least for the Chatzinedek? So let them say, Lemo, I now love you with Yasinon. We didn't come to make a mood. We didn't know about the other two. We came just to make you Chatzinezek. We don't need to pay Chatzinezek. Then once again, we have a case where the third group comes to testify. The mice are making it into a mood. And they can say, we didn't know about the other two. That's what they can say. And the answer that we're going to see is that they didn't. They all came together, they were signaling to each other. We'll get to them. So now Tosa asks the Kasha, Tosa the Mamasa Lema Hanach Basroi. This is now the second Tosa. Lema Hanach Basroi. Why are we talking about the last group? Why not the first group? Now Tosa, we had this Tosa, the Sechav Gimel on the base, the bottom there, the bottom there. Tosa vehemently disagrees with the Rashi. There's no Hagmina, there's a third group. Causes the animal to cause the owner to be Nezik Shalim on the third incident. That's not true. An animal becomes a mood, and the next time it calls, you have to be Nezik Shalim. But on the third time, it's only Chatzinezek. Now, if we take that into account, can Tosis learn like Rashi? If we take that into account, the third group also will only be Chatzinezek. Even if they actually know about the first two incidents. The third incident, the eighth and third incident, would still be Chatzinezek. So, like you're saying, yeah, why can't they learn like Rashi? Why are we only focusing on the Basroi?
Yeah, no, it wouldn't work. You wouldn't be able to learn that way because, I mean, the last people also are not. The first two people can also, come along. They didn't cause Nezik Shalim either. He's not being Nezik Shalim for the first, second, or third. So you can't say that the first two said, oh, so we both saw the third one, so we knew it would be Nezik Shalim. Either way, it's Chatzin Nezik for all three of those cases.
I'm going to change something what you said there. Yeah, you mean to change? According to Rashi, why did the first two groups come now?
Because the third group,
Levi bought them, right? And now they should be thinking, why is Levi bringing them? Would Levi bring the first two groups?
No, get a better dollar. Why the fourth guy?
Why would Levi bring
the fourth guy?
No, it's not. In order to become a mood, first you need to be warned, and then you'll be a mood for the next time. So the fourth guy can't bring all the sets because he's still going to get Ezek Shalom.
Okay.
In order to become a mood, you need to be warned by three separated. And then on the next time, there'll be a mood. So what happens in the fourth guy brings all four sets? Won't be a mood because it wasn't warned yet.
That's
important. You need to have the agent's first and the biggest thing,
yeah.
Change it into more, and then the next time it falls, you have to pay an ethics shot.
That's important.
So, if you are the other two, even you are the other two, you are the other two, and all them come on board, you need to have the agent's and biggest thing. Then it gets a label of a mode and it comes to thesis. Needs to get the agency based in, then basically give a thing mode, and then who are the color, and then the next time you have to pay.
So if you're working on 484 incomes?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, if it came in one day, you can say, as in a cousin of a Mr. Sean.
No, no. Because we need to
establish
it. As Tyson says, it needs to be the who are the color. Who are with all of, and then Shali Mishali. Why does Tesis disagree with Rashi? Rashi says on the third of Yukama Mood. Why does Rashi disagree? Because the Pasuk says, but who are with all of, first you warn the owner, and then Shali Mishali, the next time you have to pay. So if four, if we go to more Shali,
even two.
Even two.
Even two.
Even two.
But the animal was warned at that moment.
Yeah. But the animal wasn't warned.
So it's not
a moment. Come to Rashi, even if come to everyone that come to everyone, you need the owner needs to be warned and told that your animal is in the woods. And then the next time you'll have to pay, then after minimum 3, you're the gather, you're the tour, is on how many days this has to spread for.
That's it.
If let's say the animal went on a wild spree and was going to get 75 animals. And this owner was, the owner of the animal, was in a Bezos or somewhere on a cruise. And then he comes back and he has this massive bill of 75 and a gift place happened over 75 days, eating all along. How much would he have to pay on all those 75 and a gift place? Only chatzi nezek. Only chatzi nezek, good that you came today, right? Only chatzi nezek. Only chatzi nezek. Why? Because in order to become more, it's not from the rush. You come to thesis, in order to become more, you need to have the agents in basing, deciding that this was the mode, and the next time I'll pay Nezek Shah. So, the mayor, in this story here, who is bringing the first two sets of agents, and the third, the three sets of agents, who's bringing the first two sets of agents to basing? Themselves. Yeah, themselves. There is no fourth guidance. And there won't be a fourth guidance. The fourth guidance is explaining. In order to become a mortal, it first needs to have a testing in place.
When?
Not
one day.
No. So, what? Which fourth guy is going to bring him? Which fourth guy is going to bring him?
He's the one who's making, and he's the one guy. So, who? He brought his three cousins to go to the buy the three cases of marijuana on the third time. It was already an intro or close to cut out and borrow about it.
Right.
Over time. And he walks leaving now as a fourth guy. I mean, principal damage.
But the damage has happened where? When did that happen?
3 days.
So then you will need to pay because in order to become, not the thing that it's sorry, the owner needs to be warned that your animal is able. And then the next time, it's not the need to become.
In the mice.
The next story that happens, the next incident, the animal goes. You're paying as exotic. If the animal goes before the agent came to base in, it's still an account in
the first, second time, third time, so what happened? It came all one day. Third time, testified in front of the owner and made him after that testimony.
Nothing, you're living in a time machine. You're living in a time machine. You want to say, okay, I'm going to come to you. I'm going to ask to help your friend. You want to say the fourth guy brought all three sets.
Yeah.
To make it into a word, in order the fourth guy should have an example. In order for the fourth guy to have done that, the story has to happen after the ages happened in base generation. In order the fourth guy to have an example, the story of him that he wants to testify has to happen chronologically after the three ages have already testified. So for you to have this, you need to be somebody who's got Nevius, and he knows that his animal is the next one to be gored, and he bought all three of them. So that's not what happened, right? So who bought the first two sets of Beit Din? They came on their own. Nobody had no interest in bringing Reuben And bringing the first set testifying by Reuben, or Reuben bought them, doesn't make a difference. There's not Levi bringing them. If it's not Levi bringing them, so then they themselves could also say you only came for cutting it. Yeah? So why do you say the Bastoy? Question on the ground, why do you say the Bastoy?
Is there any inherent damage to what the owner by the fact that the animal becomes Gemola? Like, is there some
only the next time you have to pay a big shot?
There's no, they're not supposed to put like the animal down or anything.
No, we haven't been told. You're sure we're saying, and this is good complicated. We want to know the same day where the kittens I'll show you more than these less clear than the car. So, we don't want to bother you too much because we won't see you tonight. We'll show you more than these less. So that's the discussion. We can't allow Rashi. They did Chodik and Rashi. So, maybe it's got this big gacha. Why are we talking about focusing on the last group? Let the first group say, we came to Basin. Why did we come to Basin? We came to Basin because the fire man has to know the non is exhorting. This place is. So the place is we couldn't answer on the first group. Why? The mukham mills the yibutik to us. We have circumstantial evidence proving that they came liude. Why? This is different. No, yes. Midim tinoi ad negifigimo. Why did they wake up today? Why did they wake up today? Why didn't they wake up straight away? They called on Sunday, come on Sunday. Think on Tuesday, you came after, yeah, after the gig, that's when you come. What's that show us? Why are you coming now? Because then you want to come and say about the third thing you want to make it as a child, you want to make it into a mood. That's why you came. The first two groups, it was such a coincidence that they happened to come on the day that the third guy also comes. Whoa, I wonder why that is. I don't mind. Because we're constantly becoming bothered to get up and come to business. Once you know there's a charm, that's why you're coming to business. So if you want to make an interview, then the next time should be, oh, that's why you come.
It still only
be Chatzim. Very good. They only have to have it for now, but they count the because they want it to be that the next time it goes, they have to finish it.
Okay, but it hasn't happened yet.
That's our places. That's our, which Rav Q is pointing out, which we mentioned earlier. You come to places, the Adim don't have to be there to show them on a fourth incident that the halal hasn't happened. But since they're coming to testify that when this fourth incident happens, that there'll be no exotic, they have to pay that as a child. Whenever that happens, they'll have to pay that.
It's going to be a court. But it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Until when?
Every time the animal goes,
they go back to these
animals. So then they have to pay every time. So there's multiple. That's possible, isn't it?
It doesn't sound reasonable. So if that happens, when the basic would say they would have to pay Nezek Shalim, then they would have had to pay.
Would Rashi hold that also going into the future that they would also be high for?
No, only Rashi is ready to say that. Come to Rashi, the Gamjik made about his story. Right. Bring Nezek Shalim.
But it's still the same consequence.
I don't know, right.
But logically, makes sense.
Wow.
I think in the future, what will be?
A minute ago, you said it logically doesn't make any sense.
Right. But if you want that, then
that's what I'm saying.
If you don't have a riot in Rashi, that Rashi would say this finished. According to them, says it's more half that is. We don't have a riot.
But the Rashi is more Rashi. But then you're also forced to say that would only happen if the fourth pouring happened before they were found to be Eden Zobovin. Because the second they're found to be Eden Zobovin, then the original pourings go away. And there wouldn't be Nezek Shalim in the first place. So the condition here would have to be that all come to be the Moed.
Not exactly, no. Because Aiden is even in fact when you plan, even if it doesn't happen, that's a zone or something, when you plan. So every time it's like a plan, and the Moed said the Makkah is a funny thing. If Aiden is even plan to get a guy to be killed, the intestinal side is then they're leaving. If he's actually killed, then they're not. So it's Aiden and it's all turn rules. So in places, that's where you see a fish. In Rashi, you don't see a fish, and you're entitled to say in Rashi, maybe not. In places, it's multiple places. They come to testify about three cases, and then now more regarding a fourth case. So since places, have to do so once let's get back to places. Places telling out that we know that the first one said Aiden came to make him into mud, because why did he come today? Why didn't he come on the day that happened, and it might have happened to come up the third time, but they want to make it into a mood. Now, these are very simple questions, which we should have all asked. What's the Gemara say? Remember, we have a price thing that we have to pay in the Ixorim. So we're trying to ask, this price doesn't make sense. Why should they have to pay in the Ixorim? They could say, we didn't know about the first two cases. Yeah, we didn't know about the first two either. So why can't we say, when Tesis, the muscle, the second thesis, third line down, internal. So I can tell you a very easy case of this right. When they knew that, I can tell you a very easy case. The first Sarvadin came to testify, second Sarvadin came to testify, and now the third Sarvadin came to testify, and they're all there. So we heard the first two sets of it. So that's why the third guy has to pay an extra. Now the first guy that testified. Well, obviously, they came to testify to make Emorid. Why? Because they came today. Why did they come today? Why didn't they come on Sunday? Why did they come on Tuesday? Because they know about the Tuesday's story. So then why did they come to testify to make it to Emorid? Why did the second set come to testify? Well, their story happened on Monday. So why did they come on Tuesday?
Also,
same reason. Make it to Emorid. They know about the Tuesday's going and they want to make it to Emorid. Now, the third set have just heard. The first set is testified, the second is testified, and the third. And now they're testifying. So, what's your big kasha? Why should the third set have to pay an additional? Because they've heard the other two cases. What's the whole big kasha for tomorrow? We have a price to stay and you have to pay an additional. So, the only way you can knock off this price and say it doesn't make sense. Can't make up a case after paying an additional. You don't all can. The first set that came to testify, we know they came to make it more. But why are they coming today? The second set came to testify, we know they came to make it more. But why are they coming today? And the third set just had it. So why? So they know what's happening. So that they got to testify. It's going to become a watch.
Yeah, if they even testified, if the first set came to testify on Sunday, it's still coming on Tuesday. It's still the same. It's the same concept.
If the first day came on Sunday, then maybe the third guy can say, we know about the first. We weren't there. But here, they all came on the same day together. So, I mean, all you can say is, well, we didn't know there's other two people standing in basis testify. So, you were the third. You testified last. Why can't that be?
But the third means it testified last.
Or why can't you say that?
The day.
It was the third day. But let's say that the Bryce is talking about a case where they testified last. And my mate, they have to pay an extra. Yeah, and then we don't have a cash. So what's the cash on the price? Well, I don't understand the price. Why should we pay an extra? Let the third group say we don't know about it. We'll tell you the price is on that case when they don't know about it, because they have the first two salvation. And then everything's good. So what do you want to say? No, maybe it's spread out over the day and they didn't hear it. But as much as we have a price that says something, they're going to knock off the price and say the price can't make sense. If I could tell you a case which does make sense, that all three were there together and they heard it. Third guys heard the first two guys, then I understand the prices.
I can say the same thing about the other day. Yeah. I can say they all heard about it in the community. It was a sock already given.
What the box sack? It's not yet moved.
What?
Not yet moved.
He gave it somebody, took somebody to base in, and that's what sock was. And he was the first to give, the second to
give. They didn't know about it. They can always claim that they didn't
know.
They can't. Because I'll tell you a case that they can't. I can tell you the case that way. So that I don't touch the writer. The bride is telling me I love her. Everyone you can love on this bride and say it doesn't make sense.
You cannot walk the other one with the other days.
You can't do that.
They that dominated, talk to each other in front of the Dayanim and everybody?
Yes, that's what
I'm trying to get this guy.
That's what happened. The base of the Dayanim was sitting there, the first group spoke, then the second group came in and spoke, and the third group, so they all know about it. It's not possible to explain the right thing.
Why did the first and second group think to come in there?
Because they know about the third story.
How do they know about the story?
Because they were there.
What do you mean?
They were in the town, so.
That means that the third guy has to plan first. So you're saying they know from outside?
Yes.
Why did they come today?
Oh, why did they come today? Because they heard that today a third incident happened. So they want to make this into a mood. They know that there's now a third group of eight on their way, so we wanted to crap around and make it into wood. We wouldn't come to bases just for something. I'm interested about making this animal into wood. That's what I'm interested in. That's what you could say. So now we're catching the race.
Now
we're
going to have to pay. Okay. Okay.
The only way to understand the question in the Gemara is to say that the third people testify first. You have to say that. There's no
right. So the basis, why do you have to say that? Why do you have to say that the third group testifies first? Say the first group testifies first, second, and then you can give the third group notes about it,
and you're gonna have a question on the last people.
We're not a question on the last people.
Then this round the Hana that says that it's any better to say that the
third group is question from the start. So what's I have a right here. I'm kind of asking a question. We say, why are you asking this question? Your question's wrong. I can tell you the right, but it's straightforward. That they testified in basically the first two sets. And the third set, then Chaiman, they heard this thing. That's why they come to basically. Well, that's why they testified. Let's do this guy from Tima. Mike Omar, what's the current question? But not your opinion. How should we know the whole decoy baby? Let us establish. Kigoyin shahoyu ha'achroinim b'maymod kishayidu katu yishoyinu. Let us say that the last group were there when the first groups testified. And then we can understand the rights and ask another question. If you're the only gabba, that's not possible. The only gabba was over 3 days. So therefore, there's no reason why the third guy should be there when the first guy is testifying. And more than that, if you're the only gabba, the first guy's don't know that there's going to be a second guy, so there's no way you can have a case if I'm getting shot it. If you're only the gabba, the first guys don't know about what's going to be in the future. Yeah? But if you're only the gabba, so what's the problem? First guys, they came to base, and we know they came to make it some more. Why did they come today? Your only question on the third guy. So he had it. He had it. What's the big problem? Then Tosfos says, Loima, Talkot of Arim. We must say the third group testified first. If they testified last, in came Tikshima Kamoi. Why don't we ask in the first groups? The first groups can also say, we only came to Chayav Chatzimed. The first groups that came on Tuesday, they could still say that we only came to Chayav Chatzimed. Why should that be? The Lekha Horikoho, the Mashem Tinoi Adagirishish. It's not enough of the evidence, circumstantial evidence, to say from the fact that they waited until Tuesday that they were, they came to make it into a mood. The Shema Loyalem Panai, Lobele based in Lohoi. Because perhaps they didn't have time. Loyalem Panai, they didn't have time. Love in the beast in height. So they came on Tuesday. Could be why, because Sunday is a busy working day, Monday is a busy working day, and Tuesday is the day off. That's why they came on Tuesday. They don't arrive at the king to make it into a moon. They came on Tuesday, they do this the day off. That's then they have more time. So we can't arrive from that. But if they only came after the third guy testified, that's already too much of a coincidence. Third guy testified. Third story, yeah? So he testified. And then they moved into the system. That's clearly that they came because they heard that there is a third God. The thesis. If they waited until the third group testified, it's already enough circumstantial evidence for us to know that they came to make it into a what is the test? Okay, so let's try and explain. What is the test? There's the test. What was our question? That's the first time they need to testify. Second time they need to testify. And then the third one testified. And therefore, since he heard what happened, he clearly came to make it. Well, that's why you should have to pay the shot. There must be that the third set of Adrian, they testified first. Must be. Because if they testified third, then the first group of Adrian would still be able to claim we only came to claim to charge your person. Why did we come on Tuesday? Because that's the time we had off. Although we know the story happened on Sunday, the reason why we came Tuesday is because that's a more convenient time for us. So it's not, they could all still turn around to Rishoni Pei Chatzonim. So it must be, if we're going to try to understand this price, and the price says that they have to pay them return, if we're going to try to understand it, it has to be that the third group gave ages first. Must be. And then we have now proof on the first two exits. Why did the first set of Aden come? I have story on Sunday, and you came on Tuesday. We didn't just come on Tuesday. You came on Tuesday after there was written the sentence and basement. Why did you do that? Must be because you came to make it some more. Now we understand the first two sets, why they came to make them move. We understand them. The only ones we don't understand is the third group. Why should the third group have to pay that extra? And they came first. And if so, why did they come?
Yes.
That's your Kalman's question. Kalman's question was, we have a question, the third group should still be able to say that we only came to make a chatzimim. Why? Maybe the third group came last. No, if the third group came last, then I've got even better question. Then the first group and second group could also say we only came to make a chatzimim. Because we came to testify about the story. So what I think is, how do you learn this price doesn't mix? That's what I'm kind of saying. If the first group came first, then the first group should say we only came to Hatsinet. The only way we could possibly understand this price is the third group came first. And therefore, these other two sets of Adrian, since they came after the first group, it's clear that they came to make it into a world. So then the question is still, the first group still, we still don't understand it. The third group that testified first, yeah, they could say that we came to make only chatzinets. We only came to say the story about today, so it should only be a chatzinet. That's the gap with the mark. I want to go over one point because it's important. We had the machlokes rashi first. Why did the first two sets of Adim come? Did they? According to Rashi, because they rebought them. According to Tesis, because since they came late, it's clear that they came to testify about becoming one. That's how Machlokes Rashi is. So Tosfos says, who testified first? Well, if you want to say it's circumstantial evidence, there must be that the first two sets came to make it into the mood. It has to be the third set testified first. Right? That's clear? When Tosfos says, who testified first? The third group must be, because if the first group testified first, then the first group, of course, could say we came across it. So it must be the third group testified first, and then the first two came. So they came clearly to testify about it being a move. That's how places are done. The Rashi didn't. Why couldn't you actually have to bring on the first two groups came to make into a move?
Because it's all brought by Levi.
It's all brought by Levi. So who testified first?
The first.
Wouldn't make any difference.
First,
it wouldn't make any difference about the Rashi. If the first group testified first, how do we know they came to make into a mode?
Levi brought them.
Levi brought them. So they could testify first. And the second group will testify after them. And we know that they came to make intermod. Why? Why did they before them? So why put to rush? Can we not answer? The third group testified last. The third group testified third, and they knew about it, and that's why they paid attention. Kuntarashi, the taste of the kasha is full strength, still difficult. Taisa had the question. Why is the why do we say that, like Rav Kana asked them, let the third group say that we didn't know, we only came to make a time for to have it. Says Taisa, it's very simple talents. Then they had the first two sets of eagles. Says Taisa, no, if they had the first two sets of eagles, then we've got a different problem. The first two sets of eight, you could say, we only came to make a Chatzin Ezek. Right? That's what the first two sets could say. So it had to be that the third eight came first, and then those other two sets came, and that's a clear right, they came to make it into a mode. After they heard the third eight, that's when they came to Basin. Clearly then they delayed coming to Basin, and only after the third eight, clearly they came to make it into a mode. That's a matter of thesis. So, how? Now we understand Rav Kana's question. Let the third group say that we only came Patsinet. Why don't we say the third group testified third? That says it can't be. Because we need it to be the third group testified first in order to make it that the first two groups clearly become to make it to move. Therefore, the third group testified first. Then the other two came. Well, if the third group testified first, then they didn't hear the other two guys. So they could say we only came to make it Patsinet. That's Rav Kana's question. The Kuntarashi, the first group, if they come and testify first, how much will they have to pay? In the end of the day, after all three sets, testify. And the first group testified first, how much would they have to pay? If they're all found out to be there, there's a challenge. Why? How do you know the first group came to make end words? They before them. The second group testified. How do you know they came to make end words? The day before them. So we can explain the rights very simply. That first set came, second guy that came, the third guys heard the first two. And therefore they testified. Therefore they also came to pay Nezik Shalim. So what's of Kana's question? Let the third group say we only came out ahead. Wow. They should easily say, be able to turn around and say that we heard, I mean, we can ask the Gemara easily, that they heard the first two sets. That's the Kasha on Asha. Right? Tosis Kasha. If Tosis managed to get out of the point of his way of learning, we're still left with that Kasha going to Rashi's way.
Yeah, and this question as follows. Mm-hmm. The third group only saw the second group, didn't see the first.
Maybe they did.
So they're saying, we only saw another group. So we're the second group.
Well,
we call them the second
group. We can establish the case of the Brisa. They all came to base, didn't they? And they heard one after another. The third group heard the first group.
So why can't you say that according to Rashi, that then you have to say according to Rashi that the third group testified first, just like those hosts?
But again, we've got kind of a question on the rice. Okay, I don't understand this rice. Now you can't tell me, I don't understand the rice because I want to say that the third group testified first. If you have a rice which makes sense, unless you say a certain assumption, then take that assumption. Don't make the assumption the third group testified first. Say the third group testified third, and then the rice reads well. Levi bought Ruben, Levi bought Shimon. Levi bought the Edom of the story of Ruben, and Levi bought the Edom of the story of Shimon, and then Levi bought the Edom of the story of Ruben. And therefore, all three sets need to pay Nezek Shalim. They, the first ones, because why are they coming today? Why is Levi bringing them? The second ones, why are Levi bringing them? And the third one, obviously, because you had the first two. So what's the big cash on Rav Kana? You can't ask a cash on that right for the assumption.
Well, no, I think that's his cash. You know how I know? Because then my answer is to bring them together.
Very good, you're working well. You got a good mashallah, but it's very, very hard to learn such a mahalak in the chat. Because why do you kind of make an assumption to ask the cash? Remember this famous mashal that we said about Ruben with the dog, yeah? How it happened, Ruben? You know the story with Ruben and the dog? Ruben, the son of Leo. Leah says Reuben found Dudoim, and And he brought them to his mother, and Rachel wanted them. And the story then they said to Rachel, no, Nechatesan, and so there's a big cash on the sugar, which is a very important event. How could Reuben find the Doim? Reuben, he found the Doim. How could he? He was blind. How could he find them? It's a really big cash. So the answer is, don't make an assumption he was blind, and you won't have a question, right? He wasn't blind, and that's why he found it. If you have an assumption, it's difficult. Don't make the assumption. You have an
assumption. He's saying we can make the same claim.
You can't, because don't make that assumption. Say that writers don't have it. It's
a different claim. They had no knowledge of the other guys here.
And they all want that together. Don't tell me the answer. I'll have to work it after. Try to work out the question.
Or was saying they can claim. They can claim that they had no knowledge of the other
people. They got that.
They just heard. They were right there.
But they got to claim that. They just heard. They testified. And Shimon testified. They can't claim that.
They heard that.
Huh? They were there. Let's say the words. Loikmar. That's also Rashi. Loikmar. Let's. Let us establish the case that way. You can't ask a cash on a price if that's the case. Right. So what's his question? That's the cash. What's his question? So a very simple answer, different answers given. This one very simple answer is, if Levi's bringing them to Beis Din, the Beis Din will want to know from Levi, what's it got to do with you? Levi's bringing them to Beis Din. So what's he saying? You, Reuben, speak. You said something, speak by Reuben. The Beis will be asking Levi, why you, what's it got to do with you? What's it got to do with you? So according to, if Levi's bringing them, he needs his Adim to speak first. My animal was gored today. And this is relevant for me, what happened to Sunday and Monday as well, because of what happened today. But my animal, my Adim, my story has to be said first. Because that's what's got to do with me. So according to Rashi, Levi's the one bringing them, we understand why Levi's Eidus had to be said first. And then we answer Rav Kahana's question. Now we answer Rav Kahana's question. So why can't they say that we don't know of any other two? We're speaking first. Why are we speaking first? Because the Beis Din will want to hear from us first. But otherwise, what's Levi got to do with the story that happened on Sunday morning?
That's what we're rushing.
What's wrong with that? That's a question asked from Rashi. That was the question. According to Rashi, the Hatzalah, the first to tell Eden, were mukhak when they came to come on board because they before them. If so, then the question is, so why couldn't we have the first set of Reuben and Shimon? And then they spoke, so, and then we don't have any question. We've come and asked the question on the right, but that was the story. They all spoke together in the right order. Answer is, mukhak when the third set spoke first. Because why is Levi bringing them? What's the basin will say to you? Levi, very nice and you're involved in Reuben. So, but what's it got to do with you?
But they're not going to ask
Levi that
question. The first set of witnesses.
They'll ask Levi.
That's what I'm going to hear.
The what?
The basin is asking Levi why you bring them. And right. Because.
So my animal goes.
Establish that the animal is the word my animal. Is a
no. So if Levi brings his set first, so there's no question why Levi bringing them. Because he's saying a story about himself. If Levi brings that he didn't speak first about Reuben, the basin will be saying to Levi, what's he got? What's that mother control level? What's he gonna do with you? Therefore, Levi has to bring his set first. So of course, basin now understand. He said, my animal got gold and him, this is famous. And then he said, not only that, I've got another two to have as well. Who wants to say it's making
some
voice? Right. Of course, ladies are going to have to speak first, but that's the story that's relevant to me. They have to tell them.
It's like there's even first thing before they only give
credit. Yeah, that's a good question. That's
a guy.
It will do.
But we're saying
Kotter actually, once I now prove it's a third Negiva, then it'll be another choice.
When is the Psaac Din? When is that rendered the Psaac Din?
Well, that's it. We can change the Psaac Din, that's not a problem. Psaac Din could be fascinating. Now that you prove me something else, okay, we're going to change it. We're going to make it into another choice.
But the time
they
testify
that they
just
at
first,
yeah.
Then they
just. At that point, when they
get. But we're saying before that if the four cases of one more time were all going to be fancy nazar because it wasn't the psalm that it's here.
If you hold on, please.
I mean, tell us about
it. Rashi, the third time, the book, you know, you rolled it to one before. That's my okay. Now, this is in Russia.
So they could change the Psaac even afterwards. They say, well, they take it initially, it's Katsi Nazak. It was, wait a second, I have two more.
Right.
Cuts of.
Right. So, so we know the third group testified first, because otherwise, Ruben, the base would turn around to it and say, we don't have time for you to prove for other people that they're moving come around. Well, my other fault, what's it got to do with it? No, my hand is not forward. Ah, let's see this one. Okay, try more first, and then that's how we'll be. Okay, that's the article today. So we've been able to learn a Russian and Tasis. We've learned why Tasis had the kasha. If he hid way of learning, his way of learning was that the first two sets of Eden came later. That's how we know that it came before it. So it says Tosfos, that's how we know it's in the world. But it says our talk is not enough, good enough that it came later. It has to be that it came later after the third one testified first, right? Third Sarvain testified first. Then we know you came to make it in the world. Kunturashi, though, is not possible. Kunturashi, the reason why we know the first two sets are come to make in the world was because they brought that. So why couldn't it be that the first two sets testified first? Basically, cash we have a Rashi. The answer is because the base will turn around to Levi and say, what's it going to do with you? Why are you testifying? What's it going to do with you?
The group's going and testifying first.
Yeah.
And then finally, he's on the first.
Could be. Could be not.
What is Kapi Shona?
Testifying around the first thought.
Yes, like Kapi Shona.
Testifying around the first thought. But incident. Have you shown now the first Adrian about the first incident and the second incident?
Okay.
Okay. Go on, show what was your question?